KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 9:02. For the eighth time, Evan Booth won the Nome Gullivan Snow Machine Race. First place overall, and riding in memory of his son Chase, Evan was on the trail on Saturday for 2 hours, 9 minutes, and 53 seconds.
Did I win this thing?
Booth first won this race back in 1989, did it again in 91, 94, 1996, 98, 2003, 2004, and now 2014. And Saturday was an emotional finish for the winningest snow machine racer in Nome, Booth in bib number 11.
I feel like... Man. That was a nice day out there, that's for damn sure. But I feel... like I'm 45.
The now eight-time Nome Gullivan champion and two-time Iron Dog champion wanted to win the race one last time in memory of his son, who passed away a few years ago. Booth said at the finish line he blew his engine the day before the race and had to rebuild.
I had to kind of baby this thing along. As you can see, I have about a half inch of fuel in there and started dropping a cylinder coming back into White Mountain there, so I had to deal with that issue along the way. It held up really good, aside from it started dropping a cylinder. I think I started fouling a plug.
Booth took home $5,000 for his first place overall finish and $5,000 for being first to Nome in the open class. Amos Cruz from McGrath placed second in the open class, with a rookie from Nome, Stubby Oktuk, finishing in third. Nicholas Reeder, also from Nome, won second place overall and placed first in the A class, clocking 2 hours, 17 minutes, and 26 seconds on his Polaris. He and Booth plan to race in the 2015 Iron Dog Snow Machine Race. Trey West placed second in the A class, arriving 3 minutes later. West was in the lead in the A class for most of the race, but ran out of gas inbound. Dale Elana scratched a few minutes from the finish line. West says Dale Elana sponsored him about 3 gallons of gas when he ran out.
Sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't, but it was a fun ride and had fun out there.
In third place for the A-class was Donnie Johnson. 18 racers competed in the 2014 Nome Gullivan Snow Machine Race. The Red Lantern went to Quinn Schaefer of Kotzebue. Schaefer's creating a documentary on the Nome Gullivan. If you have any footage of the race, contact Quinn Schaefer. The community of Manicotok has honored an officer who was killed in the line of duty. Thomas Medoli was shot and killed on March 19, 2013, while responding to a call. His death has led to an effort to arm village public safety officers across the state. Last week, flags were flown at half-staff to mark the one-year anniversary of his death. A church service was also held. Manicotok City Administrator Nancy George says Medoli's service affected all members of the community, and the community decided to honor his memory in a way befitting his great significance. Alaska hunting regulators have banned the use of drones by hunters. The 7-member Board of Game this month voted to prohibit the use of remote-controlled aircraft carrying cameras to help spot moose or other game targets. Alaska wildlife troopers say the practice is not widespread, but the technology is becoming cheaper, and it's inevitable that some hunters would try it out to gain an advantage. Board of Game Director Christy Tibbles says the measure was approved unanimously. The draft regulation will be reviewed by the Department of Law. Tibbles says she expects the drone ban to be in law by July 1st. And Kuskokwim fishermen will be able to use dip nets this summer to target other species of salmon during periods of king salmon closures. The Board of Fish approved the emergency petition on Friday. With the dip nets, any king salmon caught must be released back to the river alive. Area management biologist Travis Ellison told the board there will be severe subsistence restrictions.
To the point where subsistence harvest opportunities for chum and sockeye salmon could be reduced and impacted in a negative way. Having the ability to allow the use of dip nets to harvest chum and sockeye salmon while live releasing king salmon, we would have the ability to allow additional opportunity to harvest more of those chum and sockeye salmon without impacting the king salmon.
the board utilized a state definition that allows for 5-foot circular dip nets. Board member Orville Huntington from Hooslea spoke in support of dip nets.
It's obviously very hard times out there. Regulations are confusing enough, and I think it's needed. It will conserve king salmon and allow some very important catch during the time of year when it's good to put fish away.
The board moved to allow the Fish and Game Commissioner to make the dip net gear a permanent regulation. Otherwise, the regulation would take effect for 120 days. A pair of Navy submarines are on maneuvers in the Arctic Ocean sea ice. One came up from the east coast and the other from the west coast. The Navy says the New Mexico and the Hampton are testing Arctic capacities, and their mission includes building an ice camp somewhere in the Beaufort Sea. And if you were walking around Old St. Joe's last Wednesday, you might have seen some small red figures sticking out of the snow. There were 600 of those paper cutouts, representing the 600 people who die every year in Alaska from tobacco. Inside the building was a less somber tone. Games, food, prizes, and interactive booths, all run by students in Nome.
Kick Butts Day is a day that's across the nation to celebrate kicking butt against tobacco.
Danielle Slingsby is the executive director of the Nome Community Center and organized the event. The day was part of a national movement focused on youth activism and tobacco prevention.
So we're taking a day to stop and reflect on the harms of tobacco, and what we need to do about it is educate. And the kids here tattoo. We have Teens Against Tobacco Use and the LOL group, the Leaders of Life group. We also have NNYLO, Nome Native Youth Leaders Organization, and those teens and young leaders are deciding to take a stand and educate people about tobacco.
The event marked the 50th anniversary of the first Surgeon General's report on smoking and health. It also promoted the most recent Surgeon General's report released this January. The findings state that without immediate action to reduce smoking, 14,000 children in Alaska will die prematurely from smoking-caused diseases. Kick Butts Day seeks to reverse that trend through youth empowerment and education.
The big takeaway for us is to show that being tobacco-free is fun, and letting the kids get a chance to do something positive for themselves, their peers, their community, and provide a service for people, whether that's through education, whether it's through games and making things, and just having a day to celebrate. Like, we're kicking butt. We're advocating for being tobacco-free.
The celebration was part of Nome Community Center's ongoing effort to prevent tobacco use in the community. A look at the price of gold, down $23.60 an ounce to $1,312.10. An ounce of silver down 23 cents to $20.15. It's unofficially 23 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.